I'll be right with you. Hey there, how can I help you? hey. God, is that really you? What are you doing here? sorry, that's a rude thing to say. How are you? How have you been? I had no idea you were back in town. You just got in. So you were just taking a walk around, huh? Were you expecting to see my old man running the store? I bet it's weird to see me in charge of the place now, right? Well, you see, it was my dad's dying wish for me to keep it running. I'm kidding. I'm sorry. That was a really bad joke. No. Dad just retired. Mum too. The two of them are somewhere in the Mediterranean right now on a holiday cruise. So, now, the shop's in my hands. Yeah, I guess it is a little surprising. I remember I fucking hated stacking these shelves junior and senior year, when I could have spent them parked at the lake house, fooling around with... Anyway, so you must be staying with your folks, right? I'm sure your mum must be really happy that you're back home. Yeah, I remember the house. I was there just last week. Your mum asked me to take a look at your dad's truck engine, because he refuses to let that old rust bucket die. So, what made you decide to come home after all this time? If you don't mind my asking. Well, I mean, it's just you never came back for any other holiday season. From what I remember, you were never really the festive type. Well, I guess people can change a lot in 10 years. How long are you staying? Just for the holiday weekend, huh? Well, you probably got a lot of responsibilities waiting on you back in the big city, right? Got your whole life out there now. Anyways, don't let me keep you. I'm sure a lot of folks are dying to see you again. I'll probably be busy managing the store, since we're only 2 days out from Christmas. But, if you ever need me, you know where to find me. My number's still the same. But if I don't see you again, then I want to say... I want to say I'm happy to see you. Oh, and, Merry Christmas. Why couldn't I have just fucking said it? Can't believe I just let her walk away again. What the fuck? Is she just sitting out there? Hey, what the hell are you doing all the way out here by yourself? Did you walk out here to the lake, all the way from your parents' house? Christ, all that polluted city air must have gone to your brain, because you've got to be insane to walk out here in this weather, especially wearing a coat that thin. Here. Take my scarf to keep you warm. What? Something wrong? Look, this doesn't have to mean anything if you don't want it to, okay? It's just a scarf. So what if it's from your ex? Come on, don't be stubborn. It's freezing out here. Just take the damn scarf. Please? Thank you. What are you doing out here anyway? It's Christmas Eve. I thought you'd be with your family. Or out visiting everyone. Catching up with old friends or something. You don't want anyone else to know you're here? Why? Ah. Okay. I guess I understand. Seeing all the faces you left behind would make it harder for you to leave again. And you are still planning on leaving again, right? Right. That's what I thought. I'm sorry. That wasn't fair. It's all in the past, right? Nothing to do about it now. All right, now move over. You're in my spot. I still don't know how the fuck you were able to walk out to the lakefront in those clothes. But I do get why you would want to come out here. I haven't been in a while. It's quiet. Peaceful. Helps clear your mind. And, we've got a lot of memories here, so. Do you remember that last Christmas? Our fight, before we left. We'd been arguing so much. You got your early admission acceptance letter, and you'd already made all these big plans for your future. And you were always talking about how sick you were of small-town life. I was just so... I guess you could say bitter. About you wanting to leave so badly. About being left behind. I said a lot of nasty things that night. We both did, I guess. And sure, we were... couple of stupid kids, and we probably didn't mean any of it, but I hated how it ended like that. I hated how it just dimmed the light of every single Christmas afterwards. I wanted to say that yesterday, back at the shop, and I don't know why I couldn't then, but, well... I'm saying it now. So, I'm sorry for what I said. For letting those be my last words. For what it's worth, I didn't know at the time that those would be the last words I ever said to you. Till today, I guess. And I meant what I said before, too. I am happy to see you. And now's the part where you say it back, jerk. You know, you can ask me if you want. What do you mean, what do you mean? I can almost hear the little wheels in your head turning. I know you're curious. You want to ask me if I'm with anyone right now. Am I right? Well, to answer the question you're so afraid to ask, no. I'm not seeing anyone right now. There were a few people, but it's just me now. What? I wasn't a complete loser these last 10 years. How about you? You got a nice city boy waiting for you to come back? Not going to say. Well, if you do, hopefully he doesn't have to wait for you as long as I did. It's true what people say, you know. That stuff about first loves. The feelings might quiet down over the years. And you might meet some new people who can make you happy. Who you might even love. But that first time, it always sticks with you in some way. And it's a lot fucking worse when you never get full closure. I know we were basically already broken up by the time you left. And the way things ended, I don't blame you for leaving, but if you knew you were probably never going to come back, it would have been nice for me to at least have the chance to say goodbye. No call, no note, nothing. You were here, and then you were gone. You want to know something? I spent the days after that Christmas being a sad sack of shit and feeling sorry for myself. You know, typical angsty teenage bullshit. But then I woke up one morning and I finally came to my senses and sprinted the 3 blocks to your house. I was going to tell you that I was an idiot and that I was sorry for everything, that I wanted to do what you said. And give long distance a chance. Give us a chance. Then I climbed the tree up to your window. And your room was empty. Your mum told me that you'd left just the day before. I had just missed you. By less than a fucking day. You couldn't even wait till the new year to pack up your things and leave. And to me, it looked like you didn't want me to go after you. What is it they say? If you love something, you let it go. So that's what I did. I let you go. I spent a long time afterwards hating myself for not running to your window sooner. Because maybe if I did, maybe it wouldn't have ended. If I'd got my shit together just 12 hours sooner, maybe we would have still had a chance. But it's like I said, it's all in the past now. Did you really not expect to see me at the shop yesterday? Where the hell did you think I'd be? I'm not cut out for the city life, trust me. All that noise. Everyone moves so fast, you can hardly keep up. And when you look up in the sky, you can't even see the stars. What kind of life is that? No. My place is here. Always has been. Haven't thought of leaving in a while. Not since you left. Actually, this is going to sound really dumb. There was a time where I thought maybe if I stayed, maybe you'd eventually come back. You could go out there into the big world and have your adventure, and I'd be here, waiting until you were ready to come home, to come back to me. But I gave up on that a long time ago. We're in two completely different worlds now. Can't fix what's been broken for 10 years, right? Sun's about to go down. We should probably get out of the cold. Most people will be at the town square for the Christmas Eve tree lighting ceremony, so the road should be clear. I'm betting your folks are already there, too. Come on. I'll drop you off at your parents' house so you can put on more layers. Then I could take you to the square, if you want. One last look before you leave again. It's nice. You'll like it. Lots of lights and ribbons and ornaments. This year, we've even got a real reindeer and Santa for the kids to take pictures. Plus, hot chocolate. Of course they can't beat my hot cocoa. Why would you even ask such a ridiculous question? Is this your way of asking me to make you a homemade cup of my world-famous peppermint hot cocoa? Oh, you city girls are helpless. All right, fine. It's Christmas, I'm feeling generous. We can stop by my place since it's on the way to yours anyway. There's that smile. I've been waiting to see that since yesterday. I missed seeing that every day. Well, it's been 10 years, but I think I remember the way you liked it. Extra whipped cream and sprinkles and chocolate shavings, right? Hey, you coming? Oh. Mistletoe. How fucking cliche. The lake house is still a popular spot for high school kids. One of them must have hung this up. It's just kids being kids. Doesn't have anything to do with us. It's going to be night soon. We should get going. What are you doing? And since when have you ever given a fuck about holiday traditions? There's no one else waiting for you back in the city, is there? Mm-hmm. I had a feeling. Your lips are so cold. Come on. Let's get out of here. I'll warm you up. Come on. Hurry, get inside. Come here. Wait. You're sure you want this? This doesn't have to mean anything, right? This is just for the weekend. We can just pretend. Pretend like we're still just a couple of clueless countryside kids. Like we still love each other. I won't ask you to stay if you just give me this one night to pretend like it's love. Just for Christmas. That's all it is. Tell me that's all it is to you. Good. Now come here. God, I miss doing this. Oh, fuck, I need you, baby. Here, on the sofa. on my lap. Is this giving you any flashbacks?
Oh, fuck.
I need all of this off. I need to feel you. Oh. Take these off. Now. You having trouble with those boots? Let me help you. Now, let's get those trousers off. Christ, look at you. Still so fucking beautiful. Oh, shit. Are my hands cold? I'm sorry. Here, hold on. How's that? Better? Okay, good. Oh, you feel so good in my arms again. God, you don't even know how much I wanted to do this again with you. Oh, you like that, pretty girl? You like when I kiss down your neck and play with your tits? Huh? You like when I pull and tease your nipples? Just like this? Oh, you do, don't you, baby? Moan for me, come on. Fuck, I haven't heard that in so long. Are you grinding on my leg right now? God, you are so fucking hot. Yeah, like that, baby. Keep going. Grind your pussy against my thigh. Oh, yeah. Come on. Oh. Come on. Faster. You can do it. I know you can. Yeah, just like that. Good girl. Oh, I can feel how wet you are through my trousers. Fuck, you're so good for me, sweetheart. Look at you. You're making such a pretty fucking mess on my leg. You're so fucking gorgeous, grinding on my lap like this. Oh, oh fuck. You feel so good. I haven't felt your warm, wet little pussy in fucking forever. I want to taste your tits so fucking bad. May I? Yeah? Is it okay if I leave marks? Why am I even asking? You know you always loved the fucking hickeys. Like it when I kiss your tits all over. Yeah. So fucking sweet. You're so beautiful. Your tits are so fucking sensitive, aren't they, pretty girl? Do you remember how I would blow on them a little? Make your nipples nice and hard. Like that. Still got it. Oh, God. Fuck. Oh, I do enjoy teasing you. And holding them between my teeth. You're fucking soaking my fingers. Oh, what's that? You need more. Where do you need me, baby? Where do you need me? Come on. Use your words. Tell me what you need. Inside. You want my fingers inside your sweet little cunt, baby. Just two fingers inside? Yeah. Oh, you like that? Feels so fucking good, doesn't it, sweetheart? Ah, look at you, baby. Wet fucking tits. Wet little pussy. You're like a fucking dream. Oh, Jesus Christ. I'm so fucking hard for you. Yeah, baby. For you. Always for you. I want to fuck you so bad right now. I want to feel you squeezing down on my cock. Oh, you like the sound of that. You're close, aren't you? You want my cock inside you so bad right now, don't you? Oh, I know, sweetheart. Oh, I know. But I need you to come for me first. Can you do that for me? Yes, baby, come on. I can feel how close you are. That's right. Oh, fuck yeah. Good girl. Come all over my fingers just one time. Only one. Let me feel it. Oh, fuck yeah. Oh, come on, give it to me. Fuck, you're so good. Came right when I told you. Let me have a taste. So fucking good. You want to taste yourself too, pretty girl? Taste the mess your pussy made on my fingers. Open your mouth. There's a good girl. You look so goddamn beautiful. Coming on my fingers like that. Now, I'll give you what you want, baby. I'll give you my cock. Whoa, hold on. Slow down there, cowgirl. Eager, aren't we? Come here. I know, sweetheart. I want this too. You have no fucking idea how much. But I don't want this to end too soon. I want to remember how this feels after you've gone. And you're going to remember it too. I'm going to make sure of that. You feel that, baby? Feel the head against your pussy? I know how bad you want it, sweet girl. I can feel you shaking from how bad you need it. I'll keep my hands here, okay? On your hips. Let's take it slow, yeah? Let's make this last. Oh. Oh, fuck, baby. You feel so good. So much better than I remember. Mm-hmm. Oh. Mm, fuck, good girl. Fuck yeah. Oh, I love it when you do that. Oh, God. I can't believe I get to fuck you again. Mm, that's right. Ride me, baby. Come on, ride my cock slowly. Just like that. Take your time. Yeah, that's it. God, you're so fucking good for me. Look at me, sweetheart. Eyes on me. Keep them on me. Always. You ride my cock so beautifully. It's like you were made for it. You were made to ride me like a fucking goddess, weren't you? Oh, I wish I could watch you do this every day, taking my cock so nicely inside your cunt. Perfect fucking fit. Oh, yeah, that's it. Faster now, baby. Ride me how you want. Oh, yeah, fuck, you're so good. Yeah, yeah, just edge up on me. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Look at me. Look at me. No one else makes me feel this fucking good. No one else has even come close. You hear me? I wanted this again for so fucking long. I can't believe I lasted 10 whole fucking years without you. Fuck. Can I help you move faster, sweetheart? You want me to bounce you on my cock, yeah? Want me to stop holding back and fuck you harder? Just how you need it. Oh, God, your moans and whimpers are so fucking sexy. Come on, baby. Louder. Moan louder for me. Yeah, that's fucking right. Tell me that you missed this too. You missed fucking me too. Your legs couldn't move. Tell me how much you love this. You love taking my cock inside your hot little cunt, don't you? Oh. Am I the only one who can make you feel this good, baby? Yeah? Tell me. Tell me how much you love this. Again. God, I love you. Come on, baby. Oh, come for me. Come again. Come. I need you to come. I fucking need it so bad. I'm so fucking close. I know you feel it too. Is it okay if I come inside you? Just this one last time. You are perfect. That's it. That's it. Get close with me right there. I need you to come with me, sweetheart. Yes, that's it. Come for me. Now. Fuck. Oh, fuck. Come here. This is the best Christmas present I've had in years. Oh, I'm serious. birthday head can't compare to this. Must be something about the holidays. Oh. Thank you for letting me have this. For letting me have you for tonight. What happens now? That is a really good fucking question. Well, if I was clueless about the future a decade ago, I don't think I could help now. But at least tonight, I get to love you again. I get to be yours, and you get to be mine. I'll allow myself that. I told you I wasn't going to ask you to stay. That would be selfish. I think when the morning comes, you can decide if this is more than just pretend for you. Loving you has always been real. For me. Maybe the only real thing I've known for certain these past 10 years. And it'll still be real long after you've left. Always will be. Hey, who knows? Maybe we'll get a Christmas miracle someday. In the meantime, I think I owed you a cup of peppermint hot cocoa. Extra whipped cream and sprinkles, right? Oh, and the chocolate shavings. How could I possibly forget that oh-so-important detail? Christmas isn't over yet. We've still got time.